This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In case it somehow escaped your notice, Korean culture is the new thing in this country. The Netflix drama Squid Game, crazy popular. Its creator, by the way, says there is going to be a season two. Last year, Parasite became the first non-English language film to take home the Oscar for Best Picture. There's K-pop, of course, also kimchi, also crazy popular. Korean culture has made such an impression that 26 Korean words have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary, one of which is Hallyu, which translates, roughly I am told, to Korean wave, used to describe global interest in that country. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at South Korea's growing cultural power and the economic engine behind it.
At a tiny storefront in downtown Manhattan lives a skincare lover's paradise called 0035mm. The shop is the size of a hallway, stocked floor to ceiling with Korean lotions and potions. Manager Winnie Zong shows off her favorites.
I really like the Dr. Circle vegan kombucha tea essence.
With real kombucha tea.
You know, snail mucin.
Actual snail slime.
So this is actually something we created, the angel shark. So it's completely shark-free.
No sharks harmed in the process.
No sharks.
Zong says when the store opened a decade ago, most customers were of Asian descent. Now shoppers of all backgrounds stop in. Kate Urina is looking for a cleanser and sheet masks. She got into Korean skincare after watching K-dramas.
That kind of like sparked interest, right? So like once you like have like a peek, I think, into the culture, you can expand in so many ways.
This is what South Korea is betting on, that a little bit of Western curiosity will snowball into a cultural obsession. And this bet is decades in the making. Dal Young-jin is the author of Transnational Hallyu.
Starting in the mid-1990s, the Korean government made effort to bring the cultural industries as a part of the national economy.
South Korea's economy at the time relied mostly on conglomerates like Samsung and Hyundai, brands the government helped create. So the government goes to these corporations and says, hey, we funded you. Now we want you to help fund the entertainment industry. And part of the pitch is that Samsung and Hyundai will benefit too.
The spillover of popular culture is everything. Because of popular culture, they like Korea. They like a Korean product, like their smartphones, like the semiconductors. The influence is big.
And that cultural influence can help Korea sell makeup, fashion, and food the way the U.S. sells Coca-Cola and Levi's jeans. So Samsung and Hyundai start their own film and TV companies. At first, the goal is to get East Asia hooked. And it works, leading to more investment in entertainment, especially K-pop. Music labels open boarding schools to groom teen superstars. The government creates a Ministry of Culture and ends censorship laws that forbid Korean artists from singing in English. K-pop grows right as social media explodes. And in 2012, Psy's Gangnam Style becomes the first video to break 1 billion views on YouTube.
It has just the right balance of local elements and global elements. Something familiar and something strange. And I think the mix of that is very attractive.
Sukyoung Kim is a professor at the School of Theater, Film, and Television at UCLA. She says K-pop's quirky bubblegum vision of Korean youth sparked global curiosity in Korean culture, and it helped prepare people's palates for more complex portrayals of Korean life. Think dystopian dramas like Parasite and Squid Game, stories that explore a growing wealth gap in a country that's rebuilt itself after war and military dictatorship. And Kim says this history is a key reason why other cultures have been so receptive to Korean entertainment.
Korea being kind of mid-power has its own benefits. You know, it is not small so that it has no kind of resource to support soft power, nor has it been a superpower to create this emotional and cultural resistance.
But South Korea seems to be on its way to becoming a superpower, at least culturally. Today, entertainment is one of the country's fastest-growing exports, worth $10 billion, just a tenth of its semiconductor exports. But the rising influence of Korean culture is priceless. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.